Right up state, it's your boy DJ Montana, the people's champ. Locked in right now for another episode of Block Talk, the last episode of 2018. So y'all know with it being the last episode, man, I had to do it big. Had to go and get them Detroit boys.
Hey,
Let them know what's up, man.
What's up? It's your favorite brothers, Armand
and Trey.
And you live right now. What's popping with it?
Hey, I'm sick right now.
Damn, what you got, man?
Oh, no, I got a cold. I'm a little under the weather.
You feed to me.
So, brothers, are y'all blood brothers?
Yeah, blood brothers.
So, y'all from Detroit?
Yep.
Born and raised?
Yeah, yep.
Because y'all currently live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, we live in Atlanta.
When did y'all move to the A?
We just moved there.
We done been to Cali, Houston, and Atlanta in like a year.
Mm-hmm. So all over the place.
We lived in Cali for like six months.
We lived in Houston for a whole year.
We lived in Houston for a whole full year.
But we done been there in 2 years. We've been to Cali, then Houston, and Atlanta.
Bro, we only stayed in Cali for like 6 months. Yeah, so like
mm-hmm. 2 years.
And then we moved to Houston. So it was way funner for us at the time. So then we moved there. But then Atlanta, we started visiting there and recording music there. Mm-hmm. And we liked that vibe more. So then we just decided we want to move to Atlanta.
I like Houston. I moved back to Houston.
Why'd you like Houston better than the A?
Because Houston just my city. I just like Houston. I don't know if I move back there now, but like I'm kind of just trying to figure out where I want to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But Atlanta is like where Atlanta or LA is like where the industry is. So
yeah.
I kind of.
So would y'all say LA, Houston, or the A?
I think the A for us now. But for LA, when I can buy a house on the hill.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to live somewhere, it'd be LA.
Yeah.
But if I had right now, I'd probably go back to Houston.
Okay. So dream location to live, what would that be? Would it still be LA?
Yeah, it'd be LA.
We didn't like live everywhere.
So it'd be LA. I'd be somewhere in
Calabasas. Yeah, I'd pick LA. I'd be on you know what I'm saying, in Beverly Hills.
It feels so good.
That's my dream, though. I want a house in Beverly Hills because they do the tours down there. They take you on a bus. On Hollywood Boulevard, they take you on a bus and you go through all like where like the celebrities and like rich.
Never been out there. I gotta make it out.
Yeah, like all them houses, bro. That junk inspired me. I'm like, bro, I'm finna sit here. Like the gate, you can't walk too close to the gate. If you stay in there for too long, then like the alarm will go off. So they tell you not to walk like too close to the gate. Like I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get up there on that.
Right, that's where I need to be. All right, so let's take it back to the beginning, man. Mm-hmm. When did y'all start doing music?
We started since we was little kids, pretty much forever.
I say because I know I was doing my research on it, and I started out in the church choir, right?
Yeah, we started
getting into musical plays, and then we start like
because we act too. Like that's one of our
we was acting a lot too.
We always liked acting.
You want to be in a movie together?
I used to be writing plays, my own. Movies and stuff like that, and then like so that's we want like one of our dreams together is to get like a movie role, like one big movie role with like two brothers or some like four brothers,
you know
what I mean, or like just that's one lit. Of them type of more white chicks. Like I wanted them to do white chicks too.
Now I definitely think that'd be a dope idea, man, because I know y'all fans would go crazy over it. But let me ask you this real quick: so who were some of y'all favorite artists growing up? Seeing that y'all were always surrounded by music.
A lot of people. My favorite artist was Chris. Chris Brown and still is. Uh-huh. You know, but we used to listen to everybody.
Yeah, Chris Brown is our number one like male artist we really like. Yeah. And, but we really like Usher, we like Trey Songz, we like Beyonce, we like Whitney, we like Luther, we like Michael Jackson.
Neo. We like
Neo. We literally listen to everything, bro.
Yeah.
Every genre?
Yeah, every genre too.
Country too?
I like country, yeah.
Y'all say, I like country. A lot of people don't like country.
I listen to a lot more stuff that he like got his own. But like me, I be listening to weird stuff. So people don't like to hear my playlist because it be all over the place. So he like, bro, I'm getting my own car
because
you try to play.
So you say people don't like to listen to your playlist. Tell me some of the off the wall songs that's on yours.
It ain't even that it's off the wall. It's just that. It's not the average R&B song or, like, not, like, you know what I'm saying, this trap stuff.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the music that you probably wouldn't think I listen to because the music I make isn't, like, it's totally different. But I just like different stuff, too.
Yeah.
But he don't be, like, giving me to turn it on. But I be like, hey, bro, listen to this. This junk. And it's like, he was like, nah, bro, turn it off. And I'm like, bro, what did you mean? This is hard.
Right. So what was it like growing up as brothers but doing music together? Mm-hmm. Has it been easier being brothers?
I think it is. Yeah. It's easier being brothers because, like, you know, people get in a duo, people get in a group, and then it'd be so easy to break up because, mm-hmm. you know, they it ain't glue there. You know what I'm saying? It's so
that foundation separate. Ain't
there. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
We don't even get to talking like that because, like, mm-hmm. it ain't going to happen. So.
So when it comes down to the decision, who is the harder one to convince to say, yes, let's do this? Like, let's say, hey, man, we need to do this. And then the other person's like, nah, man, I just don't want to do it.
We both do that sometimes.
Okay.
But I think you do it way more, bro.
I don't know.
I think he just like to say no.
Yeah, basically, you know what I mean? What I'm asking, yeah.
He like to say no the most. But me, honestly, or he's saying no because he disagreed because he feel like we should do something different. Mm-hmm. But then... For me, I always just convince him because I'd be like, I give reasons on why. So I'd be like, bro, look, this is that. And he'd be like, all right, cool, we can do it. He'd be like, all right, cool, we can
we
do it.
We both do that and we're different. You know, with different ways. We're doing, yeah.
Usually if I say I don't really want to do something, he don't really try to, like, convince me. Like, he don't really try to be like, hey, nah, bro, da-da-da-da. He'd just be like, oh, okay.
Unless I'm really firm in what I'm talking about, then I'd be like, this would need to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This why. So.
Got you. Okay, so how old are y'all?
21.
I'm 19.
Oh, so y'all are kind of still young, still just getting your feet wet and everything.
Yeah, we young.
How old were y'all when y'all signed to the independent label?
Oh, we 15? Was like, yeah, I was 15, 16, 16.
Oh, damn, okay,
17.
I didn't even know y'all were that young then.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Y'all started out on Vine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like 14, 15.
Yeah, it was like 14, 15.
So did y'all ever see yourself in this position starting out on Vine?
Man. I did.
You did.
We were doing it for a purpose.
No, we were doing it for this reason anyway. Mm.
Yeah. You know. So.
And then y'all kind of progressed to YouTube, started mm-hmm. getting millions of views, started doing covers.
Yeah.
Did y'all feel like covers were the way to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just knew that when you build covers off of, you know what I'm saying, that's how you build your fan base. Because usually if you don't have a fan base and you just putting out music, unless, you know what I'm saying, God bless you and you just like get one big hit mm-hmm. and then you go straight to the top. People not gonna listen to it if you're not, you know what I'm saying, if you're just a new upcoming artist, people's not gonna listen. So he was like, we're gonna do covers because that's what gets you the fan base. When they mm-hmm. see that, oh my god, they singing this song, they sing it just like, or they singing it better, or you know what I'm saying, just different stuff. And so he was like, we're gonna keep doing these, build our fan base, and then we're gonna drop our own music. And then that's what mm-hmm. we did. Not our first song we dropped, original song, we dropped original songs before that on Vine, but they was deleted because they were like,
yeah, they was terrible,
they was trash. But like our first like official single mm-hmm. was Breakdown. That was one of the mm-hmm. first songs we ever put our original after we had built ourselves up, like, or we was like in the midst of still building.
You know, a lot of people feel like when you go the cover route that you, it's hard to break out of that.
Yeah,
but
it's not.
Hey, I just feel like if you got good music, you can.
Yeah, if you got good music, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's probably, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna say that. But, like, you know, sometimes it's just harder. But, like, you just gotta make sure, like, your own original music is just as good. Because if it isn't, then they're gonna be like, I like their covers better.
And to be
honest,
that's
one of the things we always...
If people really look at the covers and say if you make up your own style, your own format for the covers, or you make up something like that and they end up going viral, obviously that's the type of format that the people want to hear.
There are people that followed you want to hear.
Exactly, so
like
make a song like that.
Yeah, some people will do R&B songs mm-hmm. and then as covers, and then they'll put out, they'll be doing pop. You know what I'm saying? It's
so
like your follower, it's harder because your followers followed you because they want, that's just another way to look at it, because it's like you really gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta do what you want your fan base to be at the beginning, because if not, then when you finally do put out your original music, it's gonna be harder because those million people that maybe followed you ain't gonna wanna listen,
ain't showed them
followed
you pop
for
1-2 years you've been doing it, and then you come out with this record that's like, they like, what is this?
Like, they fell in love with you.
Who is this? Like,
yeah, this not what I like.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we was doing mashups on YouTube, we had got like a, that's where we really was like, started like,
really got into it.
Mm-hmm. Got into it. Well, we just started doing full versions of covers, because we've been doing covers for like 3 years before that, three, 4 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we finally had just, but thought that helped us like really start getting a bunch of like millions of followers and stuff after we started doing the mashup. And like, when we coming up with them, it's just, I mean, we look at the Billboard, see what songs popping, we learn them if we didn't know them, you know, and then
We
it's
execute.
Just whatever. It's just whatever flow. Like, it ain't like, oh, mm-hmm. we're gonna do this. It's yeah. like whatever flow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, because y'all know when I first came across y'all were doing the mashups with like mm-hmm. 3 and 4 different songs. Oh,
no,
man.
We was doing like 6 yeah, or 7 in like each one. Came across now like that's 7. The thing. We make sure like we was making yeah. sure that it flowed so that people would be yeah. like, oh, I didn't even know they switched the song, but like. We switched up a lot.
See, y'all are very talented. Definitely got to get y'all that.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Because like I was telling hey, keeping it 100, though, for real. Because like I was telling you, man, off air, when I first found out y'all was coming, bro, I was excited. Like, I was like, these dudes are talented, man. One day I got to interview them. So it's crazy that y'all are like actually in the city, sitting in the studio with me.
Right.
So you just signed to Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an interview of y'all, and y'all was saying that Jason Derulo reached out to y'all first.
Yeah.
How was that conversation?
Yeah, he didn't talk directly to us. He talked to our management.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a yo. Let me. It was really? Like yeah, like they want to sign. Bro, we didn't did this interview, and they talked about this, but. 30 times and you talking about it. Did he say that in the interview? You said he said it in the interviews.
Bro, I don't remember that.
Yeah, man. He reached out to the management and then the management called like, yeah, Jason was trying to sign y'all. And then, cause that's how Warner jumped on it. You know what I'm saying? So Jason was trying to sign it. Then Warner just came and took it over. And
hey, that's so funny though, because in the interview that I actually, you know, heard that he had that same exact reaction. He looked at you and was like, yeah. Bro, really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
Bro, what do your head be?
Bro, I just don't. I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't know at all at first.
And then, every time you hear it, you just.
Yeah, I'm like.
But then again, I'm like, are you going to remember that? Like, for the next interview?
I'm going to remember it. Right. No, I'm going to remember that. See, now that I messed up, I'm going to remember. I'll make sure.
All right, so in that same interview, y'all mentioned because of the situation that y'all went through with the independent label, that kind of had y'all afraid of labels. Why is that?
You know, I just feel like, you know, we just went through like a little tough time, mm-hmm. you know. And I think it was just a learning experience,
yeah,
honestly.
Man. We honestly was giving our all in that into, for you know what I'm saying, for it to play out. Okay. I played out. It was kind of like... Yo, we not doing this no more.
Okay.
Yeah, so then we just was like, we want to be independent. Yeah. Or we felt like we wanted to build ourselves enough until we can get a deal and be able to say, okay, we want this or we want to try to change. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Versus them saying, oh, no, y'all either do this or y'all not getting a deal
at
all.
At the bottom of the barrel type.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it worked out because we was able to get what we wanted out of it. You know what I'm saying? Certain stuff that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we really was working our way up to because we knew we wanted a deal because... The type of artist we want to be and how big, we knew we...
Requires a deal.
Requires a deal. Eventually, like, we're going to need some help. So, but we just wanted to work our way up. So that's why we started with the covers. We just started grinding real hard and stuff.
And that's the big thing. Just knowing from the jump or even soon after, knowing where you want to go. Like, if you have no plans or no goals of where you want to go, then you're just out here.
Yeah, it's like trying to get somewhere without a GPS that you don't know nothing
about.
Like you gonna make the wrong turn.
Around what time did y'all know we want to do this serious? We want to be signed and just really
beginning.
Be known
from the beginning.
From the beginning, like
we weren't doing this for
kids,
play. Like
as kids, like that's just been a dream. Always.
Right. You know how people be like, "Yo, we just
always.
Was doing a song and we end up." It was never like
it's
that.
It's like always been like
it was always serious.
With y'all, you know that situation with the independent label, and y'all learned a lot from that situation. What's some advice that you can give an upcoming artist?
You know, like just make sure you got a lawyer. You know, to look stuff over. Don't just sign anything because you don't know what you getting yourself into. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you ain't got the money to get a lawyer to try to help you get out of it.
Right.
And you really in something. You know what I'm saying? So just get a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your deal is correct. Make sure it's really something you want to do because, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
So you just got to make sure.
And it's always an ass of fine print.
Yeah. And like, honestly, no situation is perfect. And I've like grown and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that now. No situation is perfect. You always go through something, even whether, like, how we worked our way up to where we was able to say, you know what I'm saying, our deal was, you know what I'm saying, it's good enough for us and stuff. I mean, stuff happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different. So I would just tell people, like, don't expect everything to be perfect. You're going to you're gonna go through stuff. Like, no matter how perfect the situation was or is, you know what I'm saying, you're going to go through something. Nothing is just perfect. That's just what we have learned.
So here we are now in 2018. You signed to Warner Brothers. How did y'all celebrate that?
We celebrated in Wingstop.
Yeah, we did.
We was chilling. We just celebrated in Wingstop, and we just made a video, and like we let our fans see us signing the papers. But we had already went through like with our lawyers, went through all that. But we just signed, and you know, like we do YouTube, so like you know, we just wanted our fans to feel a part. Exactly. So we just wanted to do that. It was just like a little intimate camera. Me and my brother, we were sitting next to each other, and we told them, you know.
It was lit though.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've always like commended y'all on, because y'all are big YouTubers and just allow people inside your life. How important do y'all feel like that is as artists?
I feel like right now you got a lot of people, like, well, not a lot of people, but you got the one person that is very successful, and she does that all the time, is Cardi. So she the same person that she was before she, you know what I'm saying, before she was Cardi B.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we was like that in this before. You know, anything really happened with, you know, so we just kind of be ourselves all the time, and no matter what.
I remember one video where I think y'all had just bought your house, and so y'all had walked through the house showing everybody. Yeah. Is that the house in the A?
No, it was the house in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we ain't showed the house in A. We ain't found a house in Atlanta yet. We recently bought our mama house and moved her to Atlanta from Detroit when we just moved to Atlanta. We moved her there, and we're trying to find one for ourselves. But it's just so hard. Because I don't want to get in none that I'm going to stay in for like 2 years, and then I'm not. So we just been looking for, and then like the thing is, we waited till after tour, and it was the summer was over by then. So then everybody had moved, and then like the realtors was telling us, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff is off the market because everybody had moved during the summer. So they like, y'all gotta just wait. So we've been waiting. And that's one of the reasons why he want to move back to Houston, because we can't find
down here in the
I'm tired of sitting here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ready to make something happen.
Yeah, I need my
Me too.
Space.
Like, I'm really ready to, like, move. Like, you know.
You don't understand, bro. You don't understand.
So with you being able to buy your mom's a house, what was that feeling like? Because, you know, a lot of people say, man, I just want to make it and be able to buy my mom a house, a car.
Right.
To finally be able to do that, get your mom's the keys. How did that feel, that moment you gave her the keys?
Man. She gave us so much stuff, bro.
Yeah, she was the only one we could like call on. Like when we was broke, no money and stuff, like she'd give us her last.
Exactly.
You know, that's one of the reasons why we appreciate her, and she just have whatever she want. Honestly,
whatever
but
she
you
want,
know what I'm saying?
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. Like, But like, yeah, like when we was broke, we needed money for a haircut at times, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if it was her last $30, $60, you know what I'm saying? She was like, here, you know, just pay me back or whenever. You know what I'm saying? But if we couldn't pay her back, it was cool. But you know what I'm saying? She just really looked out, and like, she really was the only person there that supported us and really encouraged us. Like, we couldn't call on nobody else to ask and be like, hey, can we borrow this so we can go to the studio, or you know what I'm saying? We just couldn't. So like now it's just like, you know, it's kind of like you know what I'm saying, rewarding her or just telling, that's how we telling her,
showing
thank
your appreciation,
you know,
for her. Yeah. Was she hard on y'all coming up?
Yeah, she was hard on us, bro. You can't go nowhere. Nah, you finna sit here in the house. You ain't going nowhere. You going to spend the night at this person's house. That she like was so not letting it happen.
So when was the first time y'all just really got in the studio? Like, was it as a young age?
The first time we got in the studio.
We recorded.
We had bought our own mic. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We was in the living room recording. That was the song we put out on Vine. Sounding dumb.
Sounding nuts. I found it
sounded dumb, bro. We had bought like our own mic connected. What was the Mixcraft?
Yeah, Mixcraft.
Oh, yeah.
It was Mixcraft,
exactly,
bro. And then you just hook the mic up to the computer and then
just
sing.
Just record.
So we was doing that. And then we couldn't even afford the real one, so we couldn't. We bought one
for like $75 or something like that.
No, I remember we had to just pay like the 10, but then it had expired. So then it was a lot, bro, man. But yeah, that was like the first time we like was in
just
the
really
studio.
Start recording.
Yeah, like. Starting when we first got our first deal, independent label, that's when we really was in the, like, actual studio.
So do y'all still have, like, some of the songs, like, your very first songs? Ever go back and listen to them and compare? Like,
We listen to them. We're like, wow.
What the hell was we thinking? Like,
no, really. Like, bro, I go back to songs from, like, 6 months ago, and I'd be like, I want to do this over.
That's just the growth in you, though. You know, every
you
day
can hear
growing.
It. No, you can hear us like 6 months ago. We'd be like, hey, I want to do this part over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just your voice or even just the thing, your lyrics, like, you can tell the,
the
growth
like,
in it.
Yeah.
So, what are some ways that y'all have grown since then?
I think, you know, of course, vocally we grown, because that's just something that you do once you keep singing. But I just feel like as all around artists, all around businessmen, we just know we learn from a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, just making mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Whether it's with, you know what I'm saying, like just making different mistakes, and then like I feel like we've grown too. With like the mashups and then shooting the videos, exactly. Like how we start shooting the videos, I feel like our delivery of a song, like we can really perform a song now, like, and you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
like make
yeah.
people really feel what we're saying. At first, I think he always been good at that though. Like he always been like he could like he knew what to do. Me, I was more so like I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, or shy.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of hard, and I feel like. That's why I feel like everything happened for a reason. Like, we've been wanting to blow up or be in a position we is now, mm-hmm. but I just see now, like, we wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like, the artists that we are today, like, right now, I'm just
like,
happy, you know what I'm saying? Because
like
we just weren't ready.
Jesus lens. Like, nah, I can see, like, why God didn't allow us to do that.
To do that. Because it's like, we weren't ready. And, like, I just feel like we grown, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've grown from, like, delivering. Mm-hmm. Like, I can sing a song now and make people, you know what I'm saying? Just facial expressions, everything, you know? And that's just another thing we got better with. But you just can, like, it's just a lot of stuff.
So yeah, how's the love that y'all receiving now? Like, when you're out
crazy,
in
bro.
The city and just out and about.
You know how the 18 and up girls is. They get crazy.
Of course, man.
They and get the crazy. Ones. And the little ones, too. The little ones be crazy as well.
Are y'all getting a lot of attention from the older women?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's... We like young.
It's everything.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I think we were like starting to, and then especially now we're starting to get known by even more older.
Now y'all call your fans girlfriends, right?
I think that was a phase.
Yeah, that was a phase.
We did. You know what I'm saying? They still are babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, our fan base, we came up with a name, and you know what I'm saying, because we need something for the guys too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just so we just call them Army Troops.
Oh, okay.
Our name, Armand, and Trey Troop, you know what I'm saying? So we just
say put that together. Troops.
That's our army, you know.
So how has life changed since signing with Warner Brothers? If any.
I think before the deal we was
Yeah, our life had changed.
Yeah, our life had changed before the deal.
You know what I'm saying? Just by building our, you know what I'm saying? But Warner did also play a part in our life changing too, because it's way, like, even with us doing the radio promos now and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the tour we just got off
of. It made it a lot busier.
It just made it a lot busier and way more stuff they helping us out with. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like
a lot more eyes and brains on what we got going on right now.
A lot more help.
Our videios, I'll be looking like, oh, all these
people. Yeah, like, we shot
the
Forever video. Like, that was our first, like, big video shoot. And we was just like, we was
all
looking
these
like,
people
bro,
was here for.
We was like, why is all these people?
Like, so much technology, bro.
So much going on. So many people doing this. So many people doing that. And it's like, wow.
You got people wanting to put your clothes on. You put makeup. I'm like, yo.
Like, wow, this is me. Like, damn.
We, bro, we from the jungle, bro.
So it's like.
So what is it like being up on stage, man? Like seeing all those people screaming your name, just hollering for you, chasing after you.
I think it's just, you know what I'm saying, we just really, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's we really appreciate, because, like, if people knew what we, like, struggled with and, like, how hard we was going and, like, it felt like nothing was working out. So now when we see that, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just, like a
like
beautiful
it's all
like,
off.
Moment.
Like,
yeah,
bro, I really do feel like if we had $50, right now to eat, or we had to finish a song, I feel like we'd go finish that song.
No, that's how we was. Bro, that's how we was. We used to walk... First of all, we used to scrape up $4, $4, two for him, two for me, because the bus was $2 a person. We used to scrape up $2. This is back when we lived in Detroit. And it was wintertime. I'm talking about snow. I'm talking about freezing cold. You know what I'm saying? We would scrape up $4 around the house and change or act, you know what I'm saying, our stepdad at the time and then our mom, you know what I'm saying? But even sometimes they couldn't give it to us.
Yeah,
you know? And so
just
we
think, bro, $4.
Walk up the street to the bus stop, because we had a bus stop down the street, and... We would, like, get on the bus, pay the $2 to $4, get on, and then go out 45 minutes away, then walk another hour to go to the studio. Just to go to the studio. We was doing
crazy,
it, like,
bro.
We was doing it a lot. And then sometimes we figured out we forgot we had bikes, so then we would put our bikes on the bus And then when we go to our way, we'd just ride our bikes there.
Just really just doing what you had to do to make your dreams.
That, I like what you said, though, because we really would be like, oh, we got to finish this. So we just go put the $50 towards,
towards the studio time. Just really putting your last out there.
Yeah, bro.
Which, you know, if this is something that you really want to do, you got to do that. Like,
no,
you got to put it all out there. You got to sacrifice for your dreams.
Then, you know, like, we didn't have a job. And the reason why we didn't have a job is because the job takes up a lot of your time. Working 8 hours every day, you're not
really,
you
can't be consistent.
You can't be like, you can't be an artist and still be trying to, like, I feel like have a job on the side. Unless maybe you're working 2 days a week. You know what I'm saying? But
still, that's still 2 days.
That's still like a, you know what I'm saying? And so we just understood that, and we was just like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? Now it paid off. So we just end up quitting our jobs and just really like, nah, we just finna keep
a lot
doing
of people
this.
Don't know what we well, like, and you got to
understand, talk about
bro,
it
we
much.
Were young too doing this. Like, we had our head
we
on. Yeah, we had our head on when we was, you want to know why, bro? Because we just struggled our whole life. So it's like, yo, like, we can't, like, when is we going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when is we finally
going? Yeah, it's kind of like, yo, can't nobody going to give it to us, you feel what I'm saying?
It's time
like,
we just go get
gotta,
it.
We got to walk. We going to walk.
And it's still
we,
like
you
that,
know
though. We still
right,
not,
exactly.
We not exactly where we want to be, you know what I'm saying? Nobody going to hand nothing to us,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But you just, you know what I'm saying? No, so we still, like, in the process of, like, really still grinding and stuff. This is really just, like, the beginning of, like, everything.
Right,
exactly,
right.
Bro.
So who are some of the artists that you looking forward to collabing with? If you could, like, anybody.
I want to collab with, you know what I'm saying, all our favorites. I'm talking about, like, all of them. I want Cardi, Nicki, Beyonce, Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, Bruno, Trey, Neo, Usher. Like, we want to just collab with everybody, to be honest. Like, we want to, you know.
We got something special coming, though.
So let's talk about your current music right now, man. You got your Long Story Short EP.
Right.
When did that drop?
Dropped like May.
Earlier,
right?
So I know it was earlier this year.
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
Okay, and then you got your Right Back Challenge going on right now.
Yeah, it's going.
So let's tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, Right Back Challenge is going crazy right now. We got a lot of people doing it. We got a lot of celebs doing it. It's getting a lot of notoriety just because people is pouring their heart out in there. And it ain't even got, like, you know, Right Back is about a relationship.
It was, you know, it was a relatable song.
Yeah, so everybody's getting on there and they talk about they struggle. So how they got to the point to where they at, or they talk about how somebody played with their heart, or they talk about how they was raised up and their parents, and say if they going, their parents going through something, talking about that. So it's really just like, it's not even just a challenge,
you know,
at this point no more. It's really like people heart speaking.
And where can they find the instrumental to do the challenge?
SoundCloud and YouTube.
SoundCloud,
it's
YouTube.
Called the Right Back Instrumental.
Okay. So you say the Right Back, you say it's about a relationship. Was it one of your relationships? Or
Yeah, it was us. It was our relationship.
It was.
Yeah.
You know, it was just something we like been
and
through.
And I guarantee
and
you
we never had wrote
it,
a song.
It to your relationship.
So it's that relatable.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's relatable.
It's relatable.
I feel like everybody have that. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not about relationship, everybody have a moment where somebody effed up with them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I tried to tell them they'd never be something, and now I'll look at them, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The person who said they never, the person who said they would never be nothing ain't really nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different stuff I feel like people can relate to. I just feel like anyone can relate.
Well, I definitely appreciate y'all boys for coming through, man. Armand and Trey. Tell the people how they can find y'all on social media.
You can find us on social media at
Armand and Trey everywhere.
A-R-M-O-N-D-T-R-E-Y. All right, well, y'all hearing it, man. We got Armand
and
Trey in the building. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to go ahead and introduce this new single that y'all brought to me called Right Back.
Okay, cool. Hey, y'all, listen to our new single, Right Back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go buy it and stream it on Apple Music,
everywhere.
iTunes, Spotify, everywhere, YouTube, everywhere.
And participate in that Right Back Challenge.
Participate in the Right Back Challenge.
Definitely do that, man. Make sure y'all participate in the Right Back Challenge. It's Block Talk with the People's Champ, DJ Montana, and I got them Detroit boys in the building, Armand and Trey. Here's their new single. It's called Right Back.